If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Timothy, don't you put anybody into ministry unless he's the husband of one wife, unless he can manage his own house well, unless he's a person who can manage his children and family well. Don't put him in leadership. Today we have men that stand up and say, God told me my wife wasn't cut out to be a pastor's wife, so I can get rid of her and get somebody else. And the church says, amen. Well, I wasn't cut out to be a pastor. Nobody's cut out to be anything. It's all grace. So stop that foolishness. No matter, I've outgrown you. Then shrink. You don't have no right to tell your spouse that we just gone in different directions. And just turn your blooming car around. And go on, get yourself on over there with your spouse. No matter, we just don't see eye to eye. Then get different glasses. Don't give the devil no opportunity to mess up the sanctity and the unity of your home, because the anointing cannot flow in church unless it flows at home. God is not going to call a woman to Episcopal leadership and then have her lord over her husband. This is Brother John Smith. This is his wife, Bishop so-and-so. Her Episcopal title does not go over Mrs. Mrs. is the honorable title. Bishop is just the church title. Somebody, I don't know if they sent an email or called somebody and said that Bishop Lambert don't like women. My mother was a woman. How you not going to like women? And my mother was a woman. She was my sister's a woman. Then I guess God don't like them. He said, submit to your husband. See, I ain't telling you that. God said it. Well, Pastor, this 2015, that submission stuff don't work. Okay. I ain't arguing. Don't submit. But deep in the heart of every real man, I don't care how modern he says he is, he never wants a wife to go toe-to-toe with him. And they won't tell you that, but I will, because I don't live with you. They don't want a woman that makes him feel inferior. Let me tell you something. You don't lose your husband because of sex. That's not why you lose your husband. You lose your husband because of treatment. But see, the cleanup woman understands. No, seriously, 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 seriously. The cleanup woman understands. The cleanup woman knows that it ain't got nothing to do with sex and all. She knows that. She knows she wins him just by making him some fried chicken and collard greens. He'll start paying her rent. And all she did was make him biscuits. The wife is, you know, casting out devils, laying before God down at the altar. Thank God for that. That's all great. And if you're single, you can do it forever. But when you're married, he comes first. Before you climb Mount Sinai, make sure the home is clean. Before you walk the Red, before you split the Red Sea and walk over the Lake of the Gadarenes, make sure that the house, that the sheets are clean and the laundry is washed. You don't need to take all these classes in deliverance and, oh, God, I got a deliverance ministry. No, 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 baby. Learn how to bake. You cast out more devils with buttermilk biscuits than you can with a bottle of oil. If you're going to get some oil, then grease the pan. If the word of God, watch. In Romans chapter 4. Now, see, what are we supposed to say? what God says. What are we supposed to say? What are we supposed to say? What are we supposed to say? Because the devil. All right. You with me today? Praise God. Look at this. It says in verse 17 of the book of Romans chapter 4. This is what the scriptures mean when they say that God made Abraham the father of many nations. God will accept all people in every nation who trust God as Abraham did. And this promise is from God himself, who makes the dead live again and speaks of future events with as much certainty as though they were already past. Now, obviously, I just you know, made the words a little more modern. But here's what it's saying. When God speaks to a situation, he's speaking from the past tense. God is saying, it's already done. I'm speaking to it. It hasn't happened, but it's already done. Therefore, you and I can adopt that same philosophy. You are empowered to speak to something as though it's already done and begin to act in your mind like it's yours. Because if you remember last week's text in Mark's gospel, Jesus said, you will have whatsoever you say. What will I have? What will I have? Why? Because God said so. But the devil's going to tell me that I can't. But the devil is. So I am justified in saying what God says. Now, what if the situation doesn't line up with what God says in the beginning? Do you quit?
No.
Why? Because it is a future event. It's already done. You hearing me? Are you hearing me? When God spoke to Abraham, he already had millions of seed. And he didn't have one baby yet. So when God said, you're going to be the father of many nations, God already saw the nations. When God said, you are the head, no matter if you're unemployed and broke, you are already in a head position. Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here's the problem. Here's where the language of faith, here's where we have the dilemma. God already said you were the head. God already spoke it. So that means he already saw it, right? So here's what you're saying. You're back here in the present saying, Lord, show me. God hadn't given me any direction yet. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He did. You know why you can't see it? Because you're living in the now. Listen to God. Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations, and people are going to be blessed from your seed. Abraham said, I don't have no kids. God said, that's okay. I'm telling you what I see. I'm telling you what I see. Watch this. Then later on, the Lord comes down on his way to Sodom. See, prior to any judgment comes blessing. On his way to Sodom, he stops off and says, I can't do this thing till I show it to Abraham. Why? Because I don't want him to get nervous and think his blessing won't come. So you're thinking, so God is saying, I don't want you to think that just because something negative happens, that's gonna stop what I've determined you to be. Listen carefully. Whenever the devil comes with a lie, it's because the truth of God has already been spoken, and he's trying to get you to avoid the truth. So if God says, this is what I'm going to do for you and your family, then the devil slips in with a bad medical diagnosis, and you think you're going to die, but God can't lie. So between God and the devil, who's the liar? But why do you believe the lie? Because he appeals, something we said Wednesday night at Faith at Healing School, he appeals to the senses. He appeals to the soul. So when you get the bad news, you immediately receive it because it affects your feelings. But God's words never affect your feelings. They affect your faith. The Bible speaks of great faith. The Bible speaks of little faith. The Bible speaks of dead faith, and the Bible speaks of no faith. Of the two negatives, dead and no, which one is the worst? No faith. Because even dead people can be revived if you know CPR. Your faith may be dead because you've been through a lot of negative stuff, but if you keep coming to service and keep listening to the word of God, it'll resuscitate and you'll be able to do something. But if you have little faith, listen, you can do something with little faith. Oh, yes. Peter walked on the water with little faith because when he sank, Jesus said, oh, ye of little faith. How do you know you have little faith? Little faith enables you to get started, but it can't sustain you. When the wind started blowing, the waves started hitting Peter's legs, Peter said, man, this just ain't gonna happen, and sank. But he had little faith, enough to get started. Too many of us have enough to get started. Here's an example. Offering time. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. You have a little faith. You write that check. You put it in the envelope. You give it because you say, God's going to meet my need. That's little faith, right? Hallelujah. But then during the week, something happens and you find that you don't have enough funds to cover that particular situation. So you panic based upon human reasoning. The next Sunday, you're going to say, I better not give that amount because something else may happen. The devil now has you believing a lie. He comes to you and you say, I can't afford this. And God is still sitting there saying, but you're the head. You're going to have the ability to lend and not to borrow. Don't look at it through your eyes. But we believe the devil's lie because his lie plays to our senses. Whereas God speaks to our spiritual being. The toughest job is standing on what we cannot see. So language enables you to stand if you keep saying it. My godson used to have a problem in math a few years ago, and I looked at the problems, and they weren't like overwhelming problems. But I knew he just needed some confidence because for some reason, people always have trepidation with math. I can never understand that. You deal with money all day, but you have trepidation with math. And so he was falling into that. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, I need to just give him a word. I need to give him something. And the Lord brought back to my mind the Latin phrase, carpe diem, which means seize the day. And so I said to him, carpe diem, Darius. And he said, what's that? Seize the day. And I started telling him, the day is yours. You own that test. It belongs to you. You know you studied and you've done your best in studying and preparation. Now walk in there with an attitude and say, carpe diem, this test is mine. His teacher came up, gave him the paper and said, Darius, you ready? He said, this is my day. I own this test. 87. That's what the word of God does. This is because I love you. I love you. Listen carefully. God wouldn't put you in something that he didn't equip you to handle. But when you speak his words, you have confidence in the equipment. Think about, ooh.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE, Channel 51, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH, Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord.